Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Monday, the 18th of October 2021, where in just a few minutes I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets, economics and the world of business today. I'm Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 finished the day up 0.3% to 7,381 points, its highest level in 3 weeks. The material sector led the gains, with the battery metals companies doing well. Nickel Mines, Orocobre and Lynas Rare Earths all finished up around 5%. Commonwealth Bank and ANZ led the financials higher, while Rio Tinto was the best of the miners. Xero, REA and Afterpay, all tech stocks, were among the worst performers. Property giant Goodman Group and CSL also dropped sharply. But the worst performers among the top 200 were Kogan.com, that's the online retailer, software group EML Payments and Domino's Pizza. We all know what they do. Much of the market movement today, however, was in fixed income. A sharp jump in inflation in New Zealand sent yields on three-year Aussie bonds to their highest level since February 2020. Now, a little economics lesson. Remember, a rising bond yield means the price of the fixed income investment is falling. Investors don't like bonds when inflation is rising, even if that inflation is across the ditch. They fear the consumer price figure in New Zealand might be a portent of things to come locally. There was plenty of corporate news around. Aristocrat Leisure said it will pay nearly $4 billion to buy Playtech, a US-based provider of software and content for online real money gaming. Buy now, pay later group Zipco beat expectations in the first quarter as the goods value purchased on its payments platform doubled from a year ago. That's pretty good. But the growth rate of new US customers slowed for a third consecutive quarter. Not so good. BHP said it may be able to extend the life of its massive Yandi iron ore mine in the Pilbara in Western Australia. The group said it had another 5 years of life in the mine, though output would be lower. The Yandi mine is known for its relatively pure iron ore, so what it produces is in high demand. Sydney Airport said its suitor, a consortium led by IFM Investors, had completed their four-week due diligence period, but an agreement between the two parties hadn't been signed. The airport said its board was continuing to negotiate with potential buyers. Colonial First State has given a $15 billion mandate. That's huge. A $15 billion mandate to BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, to help run investment strategies across its default superannuation business. So BlackRock will run the two default MySuper products of Colonial. The COVID news today was mixed. More than 1,900 cases in Victoria and 265 in New South Wales. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk provided a roadmap for her state to reopen. There'll be no quarantine-free travel, though, to the Sunshine State until December 17. The Aussie dollar is trading around 74 US cents. Oil prices are up again. Bitcoin remains high. Big day all around, really. That's it for the afternoon market report for Monday, the 18th of October, 2021. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Tuesday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.